haters, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Why, she's playing the groovy grubworm song for you to start the show this morning. We're ready to go. Mary Rose is here to take your call, so give her a buzz. We'll be working in the calls and working in things I need to talk to you about through the show like we always do, and a little special features here and there thrown in. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. And by the way, make a note of that number. That's the number that you call during the week if you want to set up an appointment to come by the art studio and see the natural organic art in person. If you're interested in maybe, just seeing it, if you're interested in purchasing something, it's done through the Texas Organic Research Center and helps to support the work done there. Again, it's 866-444-3478. We're not going to be having any big open houses or anything anytime soon, as you might guess. But appointments set up to show you what's going on now that it's been fixed up. We're kind of proud to show it off. Bowen and Logan remodeled it for me, if you didn't hear me talking about it the last couple of weeks, and it really looks good. One of my buddies, who's a pretty famous buddy here in the Dallas area, is helping me with the lighting. It's kind of the final step on getting it all in good shape, and so we'll be working on that this week. If you come over and see this week, you may see it while still a little bit of work is going on, but that'd be fine. Have some good news about the SPCA. They're not open yet. They're still just doing the appointment only thing there as well. And I'll tell you how to do that. But from the previous features, we still have some wonderful dogs available for you. Tess, Coy, Freckles, and Winnie. But the good news is Tinky and Chunk were recently adopted. So go to the SP to see how all this works. Just go to dirtdoctor.com. And it's DirtDoctor, dirtdoctor.com. Go there, click on the SPCA button, which is right over there at the top right, where is all the most current changes, amendments, and additions to the website are. Real easy to find some of the main things that we talk about. And you can go in there and see the pictures of the dogs that are still available. And also meet Bosco. Bosco is the latest dog, just turned a year old, and he is a great looking dog. Blue gray mixed breed, great ears, man, beautiful coat, silky coat, weighs about 50 pounds. He was rescued after being mistreated by his owner. How about that? He's making up for all the fun he missed as a puppy. He's now fun loving and excitable doggy, likes to play. He has shown some reactivity while in the shelter and may carry over onto the real world, so he'll require a house with a I guess he's a runner. Maybe he'll maybe want to take off on the road. Well, that's no big deal. That's how Nellie was, and she's calmed down great. She would take off. Now she stands at the door and waits for you to tell her whether she can go out or not, so I don't think that's a big problem. So it says he will do better in a home with kids over 12 years old, and he does need to meet before adopted, which I'd recommend for any of the dogs. But he looks like he's great. You can help him with his obedience skills. If you're looking for a fun-loving guy, he may be a great one. It's Bosco, B-O-S-C-O. He's waiting for you at the SPCA of Texas, the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. That's the one in Dallas. So if you want to set up an appointment, what you do, just go to our website, and it tells you all this stuff. But you go to spca.org/find-a-pet. That's probably going to be the case with other SPCAs around the country and also I would imagine a lot of the rescue organizations. A great way to go to get a pet, though, rescuing a dog. We have one rescue from the SPCA right now, and one, Nellie, who was running around loose in our neighborhood, and somebody let her go or she escaped. Like I said, she was a runner in the beginning, and she's not now anymore. The couple of times that she's gotten out, I've mistakenly left the gate to the bamboo forest in the back open, and early on she would just zoom if she got through the gate. And then in about 15-20 minutes, she'd show up on the front porch. So she knows where her bread is buttered. The mystery photo is up. Mary Rose knows what it is, so if you want to be the first to identify it, should be relatively easy this week. You are first to identify it. You win a couple of things, three actually. One is our course, the Natural Organic Certification course, which I teach, 15 chapters, and it, after completing it all and passing 15 tests, you become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center. If you're in the business in any way and you want to use it in your marketing, you can. You can use the seal. You can use the fact that you are certified by the 501c3 Texas Organic Research Center. First one to identify, mystery photograph gets one of those. Also, a free gift from Espoma, an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. And by the way, one of the things I think that surprises people, there was some conversation on the internet about this week. Some of the most famous liquid fertilizers that you hear, you know, the kind of commonplace kind of things, they're not acceptable at all to us in the organic arena. They're not acceptable in an organic program in any way. So, you know, the blue-green soluble things are what I'm talking about, and I'm not picking on any one. They're all bad. They're high-nitrogen, synthetic, fast-acting, don't have very many trace minerals, don't have any carbon, you know, which is the biggest problem with the synthetic fertilizers. And the mystery filler elements is a pretty big deal, too. But anyway, the Espoma, not in that category. The Espoma products are 100% organic and wonderful products for your potted plants, your vegetable garden, your herb garden, interior plants, anything that you want to fertilize. So an 8-ounce bottle of that you get as a prize, and also a real-time pain relief sample of their product. So check it out. That mystery photograph is right there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. If you go to DirtDoctor.com and you just sit there a couple of seconds, the photographs change, and it goes through different photographs of different things, some videos and various information there. If you want to go to the mystery photograph quickly, just click on the button over on the right-hand side, and it'll take you immediately to it, okay? If you're interested in the online course, if you're interested in any of my books, and my books are not just shotgun approaches, some of them are a little bit. The big book is kind of a combination of all the books I had written at that point, Texas Gardening the Natural Way. And like all my books, Texas being in the name, don't let that run you off, because they're good coast-to-coast and border-to-border, except for a couple of things. Timing, which is explained so you can adjust it to wherever you live. And then the other thing are specific varieties of plants will be different, obviously, in different parts of the country. And you need to talk to local people about those kind of things anyway. But we talk specifically in my books about trees. One book is on trees. One book is on insects, both beneficial and pests, and what you do to them, how you identify them. The photography is done by primarily Malcolm Beck and me, but some of the photographs come from government agencies and universities and various people that have done some really nice things that we've been working with for a long time. Some of my books are on herbs, one book totally on that. That's probably the book that's the best-kept secret of all, I guess, because a lot of people see the word herbs or herbs, as most people say. and think that it's just for little old lady sachet making and potpourri and things like that. Well, the herb book is about a lot of things. It covers edible plants, edible weeds. It covers how to use the plants in landscaping, which is a very important way to use the medicinal and culinary herbs. You can make your entire landscape made up of those plants and fruit trees and things like that, which is kind of fun. So anyway, I'll tell you more about what's available on that homepage when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich five-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarnes.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Real quickly before I go to the phones, that red button at the top of the page is where you get the all the information you need if you're interested in the natural organic art that I do, all my books, and the online course. And we are continuing the buy one course and then identify somebody else, some friend, and we'll give them a course for nothing. So it's basically a two-for-one deal. Let's talk to Mary real quick, and then I'll work in a couple of other things. Mary's in Arlington, Texas. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
So did you see my pictures
that I sent? You sent this morning? I have not gone through my stuff this morning. I should have checked on that before I took your call. What's up with your oaks?
So I have a bur oak in the backyard. It's a big one. And I noticed that some of the new leaves are curly and weird looking. And some of the other ones are mottled.
Okay, the mottling is very common with bur oaks. It's lace bugs. And if you have lace bugs pretty heavily infested on the tree, that could be causing the curling. So look at the back of the leaves. The lace bugs are, just as the name implies, very see-through, lacy, very light looking. You don't stand out real strongly. But you can kill them with something like the Pure Grow Bug Stop or any of the spinosad products or something like that. Usually, if you have them, it's a sign that there is a certain degree of stress in your bur oak. And so, you know, even if you think you have the flare exposed, do it a little bit more dramatically and do the rest of the sick tree treatment, which improves the whole root zone, you know, and it'll probably get them back in shape. But I bet you it's just lace bugs, very standard equipment on bur oaks. But I'll take a look at your photographs next break and see if I see anything else also.
Well, I know part of the sick tree treatment is the aeration, and I'm not clear on how to do that when you have an irrigation system.
Well, you don't have to do it mechanically. You can. You can do it mechanically, hire somebody to do it, or do it with a turning fork, just stab holes and turn them a little bit, just rough up the surface. But an easier way, and might be best for you, is to do it with hydrogen peroxide. Do a liquid version of aeration, and what that means is get the hydrogen peroxide. In this kind of a case. I just get a case of it from one of the big box stores. Costs 80-something cents a bottle for a quart. And you mix the hydrogen peroxide 50-50 with water, or even better, with the whole Garrett juice mixture, and you drench it. You spray it and drench it across the entire root zone. Does a liquid version of aeration. And then you apply all the organic amendments, you know, the compost, rock minerals, and sugars. And I think that'll get your bur oak feeling a whole lot better.
Okay, and can you do that hydrogen peroxide as often as once a year, maybe?
Once a year would be fine. I wouldn't do it any more often than that because it does kill microbes with the aeration treatment. We use it in big tree holes, for example, when we're going to plant a tree in really lousy soil. We'll dig the hole and then spray the wall of the hole with it. It starts the flocculation, in other words, the softening of the soil. It kills microbes right at first, and then it immediately starts turning it around and encouraging the microbes and the softening of the soil. So doing it once, you get great benefit out of it. Doing it over and over again, you'll do damage.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You're a great lead-off caller.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later. Let's see. There was one other thing. Before I go to Louise, hang on, Louise. I'll be with you in a second. Somebody called in with a real interesting, wrote me a real interesting question this week. And the question was this, and it was from a listener, so I hope they're listening. I wrote a quick note back to him, but he asked this. He said he had listened to me and he heard me recommend milk as a cure for virus diseases on plants. Well, I like to get that kind of feedback because that means I didn't make it very clear, or the person wasn't quite listening as closely as he should. And that's the case, or maybe other people in the same boat. Milk is an organic tool for disease control, but not for viruses. It's for fungal diseases, funguses, just like baking soda and potassium bicarbonate and cornmeal juice and a lot of things that we talk about here. Even the PureGrow disease stop is more for funguses and then bacteria to a degree, and not so much for viruses. Funguses, fungi, are the largest of the pathogens, physically the largest. Bacteria, much more plentiful, many more of them, much, much smaller. Then viruses are a whole lot smaller than funguses and bacteria. So I doubt that milk would help any at all. His question was really cute because he said, you know, if it helps with viruses on plants, would it help us any with this COVID-19? And, you know, I wish it would. I wish drinking milk would help us. That would be fantastic. But anyway, the viruses on plants are helped best with hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide will actually help you control viruses. The whole sick tree treatment is needed if you have a really severe virus like rose rosette or, you know, something that's really tearing the plants up. I'll talk more about that as we have time, and Luis will be next. And if you want to call and be on the show, it's this number, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, and let's see. Well, let me talk to Louise, and then we'll look at some other things. And we had somebody call off the air and guess the mystery photograph to be clematis, and good guess, but that's not what it was. Looks like Louise in Arlington has a guess as well. Hello, Louise.
This is Lois.
Lois, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What can I do for you?
I think it's a passion flower.
Well, passion flower is another good guess, but not quite right.
Okay.
Did you have anything else for me?
That's it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Yeah, that's a good guess. I'm glad we got some people trying it out, though. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on dirtdoctor.com. It's the picture that's the button at the bottom of the picture, the button over on the far right-hand side if you want to go to it quickly. I didn't tell you this morning that my tea, because I should have, it's good. It's a little bit different version of my basic, my most common formula or recipe. And it's pretty good. It's ginger. And I've gotten to where I'm slicing the ginger really thinly. I've found that I can get the same flavor using less ginger by really slicing thin slices. I learned that years ago, the same technique on garlic, slicing garlic really, really paper thin. Good way to get as much flavor as possible, whatever you're using. I put more sage in, a little bit more sage, the garden sage in this morning than I normally do. I took an entire shoot, and so I ended up using a bunch of small leaves as well as a few large leaves, and a little bit more than I normally do. Turk's cap flowers, about five of them, and they were the Turk's cap is just blooming like crazy, so the flowers are really plump and healthy. If you use the Turk's cap, just simply pull the green part on the base off. I took a picture this morning, and I'll try to put it on Instagram, put it up so you can see what I'm talking about there. But I put about five of the Turk's cap flowers in there. You can also, as you hear me talk about a lot, hibiscus flowers as well. With hibiscus, you don't use the entire flower. You just use the petals. With the Turk's cap, the smaller flowers like that, you can use the entire flower, but you don't want to use the green part on the base. It'll be kind of bitter. It's not good to use it in the tea. And then the three roasted chili pekins and a pretty good slug, about a teaspoon of nice raw honey, and it is a very nice tea. Ginger, sage, Turk's cap flowers, and roasted chili pekins and honey. My next Dallas Morning News column, by the way, the current column, the most recent column that I wrote for Dallas Morning News, you can see on dirtdoctor.com under the Dallas Morning News button that's there on the homepage. It got some pretty good response. It was a follow-up to what I told you about on the air last week about getting a letter from somebody strongly disagreeing with me that Virginia creeper is harmless. And she was right in a way. I did quite a bit of research on it, and it turns out that some people are allergic to it, get a dermatitis from it, although all of the publications and, you know, even BRIT, Botanical Research Institute of Texas, say very strongly that it doesn't have the problem with causing a rash like poison ivy does, but it is very dangerous if kids especially get into it and eat the berries or chew up the leaves. It'd be kind of unusual because I'm almost positive that both taste really bitter, as do most poisonous plants like that. So it'd be that kind of unusual. They'd have to, you know, almost force down quite a bit of it. In all my time in this business, and it's been a long time, I've never had anybody report to me anything harmful about Virginia creeper until this letter that I got last week. And the person said that she got a rash very strongly. The people at BRIT suggest in their book, the big green book they wrote on North Central Texas, that a lot of times when people think Virginia creeper is the culprit, it's poison ivy that was hidden in the Virginia creeper. I'm not saying that's what her deal was, because people can be allergic to anything. You can be allergic to peppermint or comfrey or a dandelion. Different people have these different reactions to different plants and different kinds of things. So it's possible that a rash could have come up from the Virginia creeper. But just for general information for everybody, I literally, and in fact I put this in the column, I literally touch Virginia creeper almost every day. I have huge amounts of it, both at home and at the office. We're taking out most of it at the office because it's become too aggressive. So I'm pulling it out barehanded and pulling out and getting the sap from the big old runners and tendrils and leaves and everything else all over me all the time, and I've never seen any indication of a rash at all. And I do break out when I'm too cavalier and too, you know, stupid working around poison ivy. And that's why that whole original column came up about what's the best way to treat the rash. And by the way, if you didn't read that column, the bottom line on it was that of all the hundreds of suggestions that we got from listeners about what's the best thing when the rash first starts to keep you from really getting a bad case of poison ivy or poison oak, either one, or even poison sumac, the thing that came in the most was jewel weed soap. Cleaning yourself really thoroughly with jewel weed soap, which is available out there in the stores, especially those that, you know, sell the, you know, like the Whole Foods and Sprouts and the ones that sell the alternative kind of products more so. So anyway, the next column is going to be about crepe myrtles. I've written, I always check when was the last time I wrote a column that's similar. And the last time I wrote something about the problems of crepe myrtles was about a year ago, May a year ago. And the column then was talking about the white scale and topping the trees and other kinds of things. And, I can't talk about the health of trees or any woody plants for that matter, but especially trees, without talking about the sick tree treatment. And the first step of the sick tree treatment, of course, is to expose the flares, the root flares. Crepe myrtles have big, beautiful, dramatic root flares that most people don't even get a chance to see because an extremely high percentage of crepe myrtles, and you hear about crepe myrtles a lot, and there's a tremendous number of them planted in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and a high 90% of them are in the category of being too deep in the ground. And the thing that fools people about that is that they can tolerate it to a degree. Pecan scan, bottomland trees, and trees that can take a lot of moisture and like a lot of moisture can take being too deep in the ground. But that does not mean that they're out of stress and they couldn't be healthier. And so I'm going to write about it from a little bit different angle. And the angle, the main thing about this next column is going to be the crepe myrtles that are the most spectacular in Dallas happen to be a few blocks from my house. And I'll identify where they are. They're on a street called Macoma, so let's go ahead and say that. And I've always been curious how they got there because there's a very similar look to all these great big giant crepe myrtles on this street. And some of them have the root flares exposed dramatically, some of them a little bit less, and some of the smaller ones aren't exposed very much. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to write the column on this. And I've been thinking now for some time about stopping and just knocking on a door and see if I could find somebody that knows the history of these great big beautiful crepe myrtles. They're watermelon red. They're one of the old-fashioned ones. And serendipitously, first door I knocked on, fellow opens the door, and I happen to know him. He's a member of the same golf club I'm a member of, and I've known him for a long time. And he didn't know the story of the crepe myrtles, but he said, you know, see, two houses down, you see that house, the red brick house. That lady, and she gave me the name, been here for a long time, and I think her parents were here when the development was done. So I went down, knocked on the door. She came to the door. She was delightful, and she didn't know the history really other than when they were planted. Well, she knew it, the history pretty well. I'll take it back. She knew that they were planted in 1940-ish, so they're about 80 years old. And the first three that were planted by her parents. And so I saw which ones they were, and guess what? They're the ones with the largest exposed flares. So anyway, that's the story. More details in my Dallas Morning News column that will appear this next Thursday. On it. Now, of course, as part of the column, I'll re-emphasize the importance of the flare exposure and doing the sick tree treatment if you've got crepe myrtles coming out of the ground straight up. And a lot of the crepe myrtles that are out there that may look to you at first glance or even second glance or third glance, they may look pretty healthy and blooming well and all that kind of thing. But if you do what we recommend here, the sick tree treatment, the health of the tree will be dramatically improved. And little things happen. The flowers last longer. You don't have the white scale hitting the plant. You don't have aphids. You don't have the sooty mole. on the crepe myrtles that may be still looking pretty good. So all of those things just get better with this very simple approach. And we're using these dramatic, incredible crepe myrtles as the starting point for this next column. If you don't take the Dallas Morning News, you can. We do run it. We do put it in the on the website after it runs in the paper. One of the things that's going on, if you do take the paper, which I would recommend, by the way, they're putting all of the photographs that I provide with my column online. So if you look at the online version of my column, you see all the photographs that I sent. We put them and then even some more on the website later on. But when it first runs, if you want to see what the paper's doing with it, it's on the online version is where you see more of the photographs. The printed version, they just pick one. And it's always interesting to me to see which one that they pick. They picked on the Virginia creeper one that just ran. They picked a close-up of the five leaflets on the Virginia creeper, which makes sense, just identifying the plant as opposed to the three leaflets of poison ivy. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Jump on here whenever you want to at 866-444-3478. And I am the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time Hand Sanitizer plus Skin Conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits, even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And apparently we have a winner, and she wasn't going to come on the air, she just told you. Oh, it came in Instagram, the mystery plant has been identified, and we have a winner who will receive our online course and an 8-ounce bottle of Espoma. Espoma brings us every week the SPCA report as well as the mystery photograph. And online course, the Espoma product and the real-time pain relief sample. The mystery photo is guava, pineapple guava specifically. They were more detailed than I had told Mary Rose that it was. But beautiful plant. It really, I don't know in this part of the world you're ever going to have guavas that much, but you get the flowers, and it's really a pretty plant. I used to have one at the experimental gardens at the office, and I let other plants overtake it and grow over it. So that's where I took the photograph, but I don't have that plant anymore. Anyway, telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. One of the things that – I don't know if I'll put it in this next column or not. It may be a completely separate column, probably should be. I haven't written about planting trees properly in a while. And crepe myrtles are certainly, you know, in the same category of needing to be planted a certain way. And there's a lot of plants right now that people are thinking about whether or not to plant, and they're thinking it's too hot to plant them. And one common question I get is, okay, I've got these plants in containers at my house. Is it too hot now for me to plant them? Should I wait until it cools off and wait till fall? Well, the answer to that is that the plants will be a whole lot happier, no matter what they are, in the ground than they're going to be in those plastic pots sitting above the ground. So if you've got some plants that need to be planted, and I've got a flat of lantana myself right now that I meant to plant yesterday and I didn't get around to it, so I'll be doing it tomorrow. Get the plants in the ground. But when you're, it's critical to do a couple of things even more at this time of the year than it is in the fall and winter when it's, you know, a little bit more, conditions are a little bit more tolerant for the plants, a little bit better for the plants. In the summer, and really any time of the year, this is important. And a big mistake a lot of people make, though, and I've done it, I'll have to admit, because you get lazy, you get in a hurry, and you make this mistake. And that mistake is pulling the plant out of the container and noticing that it's maybe a little bit on the dry side, and you think, oh, I'll stick it in the ground and I'll get it all watered in real well, you know, in the ground. Everything will be fine. No, it won't. If you put a dry root ball in the ground, backfill it, and then try to, you know, flood it and think that the water is going to sink into that root ball, it's not going to do it. It's not going to happen. It will not, the water will not enter a dry root ball that way. So what do you do? Well, what you do is you make sure that the root ball, whether it's ball and burlap or container, but this is mostly the case when we're dealing with container plants, but you can have a dry root ball that's bald and burlap. You can have a dry bare rooted plant that's been, you know, healed in, and the people the maintaining it before you got it weren't keeping the mulch or whatever was used to heal the plants in moist enough, and the little bare rooted plant can be getting on the dry side. So no matter what the container is or no container, you need to make sure that that root system is completely and thoroughly saturated before it goes into the ground. Well, how do you do that? Well, with flats of plants, like I have the lantana sitting in the backyard right now, or if it's a container, 1 gallon, 5 gallon, 3 gallon, 17 gallon, you know, 300 gallon, no matter what size it is, you can water that plant in the container before it's taken out of the container. Now, there is one more way to do it, especially if it's a big plant, big old tree that's in a great big container. Instead of saturating it in the container and then it being a little bit messy to get out of the container, you can take it out of the container and either set it in the hole or beside the hole. In this case, you could go ahead and put it down in the hole, but you don't backfill it. You water it before you backfill it. You put that garden hose, on the top of it and let it run real slowly and move it around and let it saturate. And in this case, it'll enter the root ball. It's a weird deal how it works. If you backfill it and try to water the backfill and hope that it, you know, goes over and sinks into the ball, not going to do it. So you got to somehow get the ball thoroughly saturated before it goes into the ground in his backfill, or when it goes in the backfill, sitting there before it's backfilled. If it's a big tree, it's a pretty good way to do it. The other way, if it's a 1 gallon, 5 gallon, 3 gallon, 17 gallon, something you can handle, put it in a big tub of water and let it soak. Let all the bubbles completely come out. That means it's thoroughly saturated. So it goes into the ground sopping wet. This goes for vegetables, herbs, landscape plants, whatever. And then you backfill with the soil, water the backfill. You've got even moisture all across. You're not going to have the plants burn and dry out. The first watering is going to last for you a long time. When it's as hot as it is, you're still going to have to water some more from time to time, but it'll be even and work better because of what you've done. Howard Garrett, be back with you right after this.